Well, yesterday marked International Women's Day for 2019, so let's take a look at a campaign being spearheaded by Australian women to make a difference overseas. It involves crowdfunding efforts to pay for video link systems in courthouses in Kenya, so child sex abuse victims don't have to face their alleged attackers. The technology allows witnesses to provide evidence from a secure location separate from the main courtroom. And so far, the campaign has raised enough money to fund two CCTV systems. But with 116 courthouses in Kenya, there's a long way to go. Samantha Turnbull has this report.
Rafiki Mwema is Swahili for loyal friend. It's also the name of a safe house in Kenya for 70 children who have been sexually abused. Australian Sarah Rosborg is the co-founder.
We take them in and take them through the court systems and through any surgeries that they might need, and then give them the therapy that they need to overcome the trauma. And then, if possible, we integrate them back into their community.
The home's newest resident is a three-year-old girl. She was allegedly raped and has twice been asked to give evidence in court, sitting just metres from her accused attacker. Her Kenyan support worker, Eric Langett, says the girl is crippled by fear.
The girl simply shut and could not talk, but she was crying and showing all her discomfort in being in that court. The experience was so bad.
Rafiki Mwema launched a crowdfunding campaign for a video link in the courthouse where the three-year-old is again due to give evidence against her alleged rapist. Sarah Rosborg helped raise more than $20,000 in 24 hours through her online network of Australian women.
It went crazy online. It just spread like wildfire just from all these people who had heard the story and just couldn't bear it.
The Kenyan government has assured Rafiki Mwema that the girl's case will be adjourned until a video link is installed. Eric Langett says the Kenyan community is amazed that women on the other side of the world are not only driving the change, but paying for it.
I've never seen people with such hearts. You're giving money to the children whom you're not related to in any way. But who knows? Children do meet. And who knows? Maybe your kids might one day meet.
Rafiki Mwema co-founder Anne-Marie Tipper says it's common for children to be confronted by their alleged abusers in Kenyan courtrooms. 10 years ago, she supported a boy named Arthur who had to sit next to his rapist in court.
We were so close that he literally was able to touch Arthur. He was allowed to shout at Arthur. He was allowed to call him a liar. He banged the table. I will never forget his spit flying around that room.
Arthur's rapist was jailed for 25 years. And the experience inspired Anne-Marie Tipper to campaign for video link facilities at the Nakuru Court so that children could give evidence in a private room away from their alleged attackers. 8 years later, the Kenyan government agreed to allow the technology at Nakuru as long as Rafiki Mwema organised it and footed the $15,000 bill.
It was just hailed as the most amazing thing. All the judges came from Nairobi, the top judges who sit in Parliament over there, came and celebrated the opening. It was just mind-blowing.
Anne-Marie Tipper is now on a mission to install video links in all the 116 courthouses in Kenya.
Samantha Turnbull reporting.